Torah focus fail Pashas Balak, the real day 5. An excerpt from 202a. Pasach Ve'amar, he opened and said, Ki Satsura Le'ir, you will siege the city. Yamim Rabbi, many days, Yachim Aleha, to war against it, Latafsa, to grab it, to capture it. So explains the verse. Kama Tovin Inun, Orchin Shvilin Deraisa. How good they are. Paths and ways of the Torah. Paths from the internal light, ways from the surrounding light. Because we hold in every single word, there's many pieces of advice. Kama Tovin, many good things about Nashat people. Kama Mar Goloin, the Kol Menar and the Kol Star. Many pearls that can shine, that shine to every side, left, middle, and center dynamic. There's this advice and good things and precious gems. Which a person can perceive Hashem, relate to Him, learning Torah. Torah is Teferis, so it brings us this triad connection, includes everything. There's no word in the Torah, does not have many candelabrums shining with whole star to every side. It means it's lit up from all the spheres, from all the divine names, infinite light shining through them. High Krah, this verse, is according to its simple explanation. As we said, first they're sieging a city and have to be careful not to cut down the fruit-bearing trees. There is in it, and understand it according to its homiletical interpretation. And there is in it supernal wisdom. To warn when it's necessary. Meritworthy is the portion of one who always strives in the Torah. One who strives in it, what is written by him? That only in the Torah of Hashem is his desire, and in his Torah Yageh, he meditates Yomam V'Layla, day and night. And should be like a planted tree upon springs of water. What is this next to that one? What is the reason of the connection about learning Torah all the time, being like a tree? So Zohar explains, Elaman Dishtadal V'Raisa, but one who strives in the Torah Yomam V'Layla, day and night, Lola Havi Ka'ivesh will not be like a dry tree. Elikates Yasul, like a tree planted al Pagi Maim on water springs. As we explained a number of times, the Zohar speaks about learning Torah day and night means that through that a person draws the surrounding light of the Torah, the inner light of the Torah. That is very special. And through that, drawing from the infinite light, he reproduces, he makes offspring. He draws new revelations of Hashem's light in the world, a new drawing of the infinite light. From before the empty vacuum, into the line of light and empty vacuum, produces new things, new creations. Like a tree that produces fruit. Just like a tree, has in it roots, has in it husks, has in it the main part, has in it branches, has in it leaves, has in it flowers, has in it fruit. Shiva zin in either in these seven species, seven types of things that you can find in a tree. Salkin the Shiva Asar. They go up to 7 times 10, the Shiva to 70. And they're drawn from the 7 spheres, that each one has 10, become 70 specific aspects that are revealed in each one. Each one has 10, this is like a type of, if you examine the fruit, the branches, and the leaves, and the roots, and the husks, all these things, each one, if you put under the microscope on yourself, you can find in 10 aspects. Of Milan Diraisa, also words of Torah, Ispahu Pashti Dekor, they have in it a simple explanation of Scripture, Dirasha, the Hamilikantation, Remez, the hints, Dekor Remez, Bechokhmasa, the hint of wisdom, meaning like high wisdom, secret wisdom, Gematrios, the numerical values, numerology, Kabbalistic numerology, Rosin Tmirin, hidden mysteries, Rosin Steemin, concealed mysteries, from the internal light and surrounding light of the deep part of the Torah, Elan, one of these upon the others, meaning deeper and deeper levels. And how deep you go, there's always a step underneath that. Apostle, the kosher, things that are disqualified and kosher, Tomei Torah, impure and pure, Isar, Veheter, permissible and forbidden and permissible. This is the revelation of the Torah in the world of Yetzirah, and 6 Sephiros, and 3 pairs of 2. So it manifests in the Mishnah as things telling us that certain things are not good. The apostle, disqualified from being used, the sukkah that's above 20 cubits is not good. If it's too high, it's kosher. If it's beneath 20 cubits, and so on. And kana hala from here and further, mispashtin, unpin the whole star, the branches spread out to every side. to all aspects of existence. Well, can you survive? It certainly be like a tree. And I can reproduce, to draw Hashem's infinite light in, and revive and rejuvenate all these aspects of existence with new light, with new revelations, new innovations, new fruit. We love, and if not, love ihu chacham mechachmas. He's not wise in wisdom. It's like a dry tree, vegetating, stagnant. And that's not what it's supposed to be. It's always making produce, reproducing, and making new things. Just like Nachman says that Hashem is always doing new things all the time. So we have to be like Hashem and always do new things, produce new fruit, new revelations of honor, new connections, new experiences. Tochazi, come and see a new revelation. Kama chaviven inan de mishtadli b'raise. How beloved are they that strive in the Torah? Kami kachabichu before the Holy One, blessed be. Because they're right standing before Hashem, because they're connected to His Torah, His infinite light dwells in. Afilo b'zim de din italia ba'alma, even at the time when judgment hangs in the world. Misyahar v'shu, the mechabla, lechabla. A permission is given to the destroying angel to destroy. Chas v'shalom. Kachabichu pocket lay olivayu. The Holy One, blessed be, He commands them about Him. He tells the angels, don't mess with this dude. He's holy and stay away from him. Halinu nukom mishtali v'raisa, those that strive in the Torah. V'achi yamar lei kutshabichu, and thus says to Him, the Holy One, blessed be, He said, Tzur el ir, when you will siege a city, begin choveyon sagiyon, dechaton l'kamoy, because there's many sins that descend before me. It's chayivu b'dina, the obligating judgment to be destroyed. Yomi rabbi, many days, my rabbi was mean many. Plus a yomin, 3 days, dor basa dor, one after the other, consecutively. The mishtemoda dever ramosa has been known famine in the city. So in other words, this is not referring to a human siege, it's referring if people in the city see that their city is being sieged, chas v'shalom, by death, surrounded, it's pestilence and problems. We now learn, how do we know, the yomim rabim tlasa yomin inun, that many days are 3 days. It's written, and a woman will flow of her blood, yomim rabbi, many days. Yomim rabbi, and are there many days? But there are 3 days, one after the other. That's the way the Oral Torah explains it, tradition, that the many days refers to 3. So the ikri yomim rabbi is called many days. Ovacha, also over here, kisatsu al ir, there's referring to the certain laws of tumah. She has a flow of 3 consecutive days. Ovacha, also over here, kisatsu al ir. In the sage of the city, Yom Yom, many days, and the connection of learning out from that place is that there's a certain judgment that is coming into the world that manifests to this woman have a flow 3 days in a row, and she becomes a Zava. So similarly, if a city sees that they're having problems 3 consecutive days, it shows there's a flow of like blood, like judgment against them, and they have to repent. Plus a Yom Yom, 3 days consecutively. Yishtemot Deva B'masa, that has been known pestilence in the city. Tov pocket loch, I'll call Bnei Vesi. Come, I command you on all the people in my house. Lo sashchis es eitzah, do not destroy its wood. Do Talmud Chacham, this is a Torah scholar. Do Ihu b'masa, that he is in the city. Do Ilana dechay, he is the tree of life, like himself. Ilana deyav even, the tree that gives forth fruit. So don't destroy him. Tim commands the destroying angel that this is something special. You have to mark him, not to cause any problems. Avrach knows the explanation, as Eitza, don't destroy it. It's wood. How the Yav Eita, the one who gives advice, the master to the city, he stays from it to be saved from the judgment. Well, if Lon, Orcha, the Yerachanba, and he teaches them the way they should walk in it, or to save themselves from the judgment. Yadom, because of this, Lo Sashchis es Eitza, the verse says, don't destroy its wood, Lindorach, Alav Gazan, to raise upon it a hatchet. Zohar, Chag, Yisrael, Pashas Bolak, a continuation of day 5. So another explanation is saying, explaining this verse, that if there's a siege on a city, they shouldn't destroy the wood, fruit-bearing tree. As Eitzah, it's wood. How would Yav Eitzah L'masa L'shteiz V'mindina? So referring figuratively to that one who gives counsel to the city to be safe from the judgment, the Talmud Chacham, who is like the tree of life. And teaches them the way you should walk in, how to get to the Ein Sof. Haldorim, because of this, is the Torah says, Lo Sashkis says, don't destroy its wood, Lindorach Olav Gazen, to raise upon it a hatchet, Lenadcha Lei Dino, push away from the judgment, Lo Shota Lei Charbel Mlato, not to spread upon it the fiery sword, Charbel Mishanan, the sharp sword, which is referring to the spiritual judgments in the Malchus, and the surrounding light, and internal light, Hai the Kotl of the Shah Anche Alma, the Alma, the one who kills the other people in the world, but not the person who gives them life, should not be destroyed from that level. Because from him you eat. So if, in the figurative interpretation of this verse, as we're speaking about Hashem speaking to the destroying angel, telling him not to kill this Torah scholar, so does the destroying angel eat from this Talmud Chacham? Does he enjoy his Torah? No, not. Ela ki mimenu tochel, but from him you shall eat. What does it mean? How tinor takifa, that strong boulder, hay duchol ruchin takifa nekdisha nafkimino, the one that all spirit, strong and holy, come out from it. Because there's not desire, not pleasure and desire, the Holy Spirit in this world. Except the Torah of that one who is meritorious. As if it were Ihu Mefarnes law, he sustains the Malchus, which is that strong rock. Gives its sustenance in this world. More than all the sacrifices in the world. So based on this, the verse is speaking to the Torah scholar, the destroying angel, and saying, because as if it were the Shekhinah who commanded the angel to destroy the city, is sustained from the Torah of this tzaddik, so therefore don't destroy him. So we see that learning Torah makes a person tree of life, he makes fruit of the Ein Sof, reveals Hashem's presence in the universe and everything, in new ways all the time.